I invite you to bow your heads. Our Father God, we come to you today to tell you that we love you and we need you to come alongside us for comfort, to quell our fears, to strengthen us, and to help us understand that we will never walk alone. You will uphold us with your righteous right hand. Thank you for the comforting truths and promises in the Bible. Your word says, I, the Lord, do not change. The Lord will be your everlasting light, and your days of sorrow will end. We know that Bruce and Sarah, Hannah, Emma, Victoria, Audrey and Murray, and the extended family are comforted by the presence of so many friends who have come together to express their love and concern for this grieving family. Thank you for every kind word of sympathy from those who care so much. We believe the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. We know how deeply, you know how deeply we feel. You promise to stay close beside us in our sorrow. You are God. You never change. You will never leave us alone. Thank you for tears. They are a gift from you. Your word says, though he brings grief, he will show compassion. So great is his unfailing love. For he does not willingly bring affliction or grief to the children of men. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly, we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary. But what is unseen is eternal. Thank you, Jesus, for taking away the fear of death and replacing it with the hope of glory. In your name we pray. Amen.
Please be seated. Before we sing an opening song, Bruce asked if I would just say a few things. When life on earth is over for some, we may say, they died, they passed away, or used some other term. But in the Salvation Army, we speak of soldiers of Jesus, soldiers of the Salvation Army, as being promoted to glory. How meaningful that is. Our life of service on earth is complete and we are promoted to a new life of service in heaven. And we say, soldier of Christ, well done. Praise be thy new employ. Well done, good and faithful servant. And in the Salvation Army, with one finger pointing to heaven, we salute the faithful. In a moment or two, we're going to sing a song which was a favorite of Liz, I'm in His Hands. Psalm 24 questions, who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in His holy place? And the response, he that hath clean hands and a pure heart, whose soul is not lifted up to vanity or hath sworn deceitfully, he shall receive blessing from the God of his salvation. And applies, of course, to both genders. We're going to sing about hands. When Jesus was upon earth, children were brought to him, and while the disciples would rebuke them, Jesus said, suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not. And he placed his hands on the children and blessed them. Today, our Lord has no hands but our hands to do his work. When Sarah, Hannah, Emma, and Victoria were brought as babes in arms, they were brought to the Salvation Army meeting by Bruce and Liz to be dedicated to God by the officer who took them in his hands and presented them before the Lord to be blessed. His hands were an extension of the hands of Jesus. When Liz was the songster leader at the Scarborough Citadel Corps, her hands were used in directing the songsters to sing harmonious praise to God, or for her to hold the music in her hands and sing to God's glory. Her hands were an extension of the hands of Jesus. The late General Albert Osborne, known as the Poet General, wrote of the sacred hands of Jesus, hands that were bound, scarred, wounded, nail-pierced, hands full of power to raise again the dead servants and saints of God, that we might further praise him. So I invite you to stand and sing these meaningful words of Stanley Dittmer, a Salvation Army officer. Charles will give us the introduction, and we shall sing.